everybody to lectionary at lunch.
Gee, I'd say in the other Hebrew club, so here we go. Today's reading, we're continuing our study in the Psalms post-Easter. They short-tripped the Old Testament, as you all know. I'm not scared to keep proclaiming this. And go to the book of Acts for the first reading. So we substitute with some great Psalms, and actually this time of year gives us the opportunity to look at some really important Psalms that are traditionally used in the worship services during the Easter season. And Psalm 30 is one of them. It's normally classified as a psalm of thanksgiving, and I think you'll see why at the end, but there's also very strong themes of death and resurrection in the psalm. And I think that as we go through it, you'll be able to see how it would be a very interesting text to preach on. All right. So we start with verse 1, the Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBait LaDavid, a psalm. Now, Chanukah, remember, this is where we get the English word Hanukkah. And it means dedication, a song of the dedication of the house. Alright? Ledavid, normally indication of authorship, that's how we interpret it, by David. Alright? This psalm is traditionally used on Hanukkah, and although it was more than likely written considerably earlier than that, of course, would be suitable for that occasion, occasions of great joy and thanksgiving. All right. So we'll start with verse 2. Aromi Mecha, Yahweh ki delitani. The first word, Aromi Mecha, is from room. It's a polel imperfect, plus the second masculine singular suffix. I will lift you up, O Lord, ki dilitani. That's from the root dala, a pl perfect, second masculine singular. It's not that common of a word. It means to draw up. Usually there is a object like water or something like that that's with it. And here David is using it to describe his own salvation. For you have drawn me up. All right. Velo simachta oivai li. And not did you... Now notice that this is a pl from samach. Samach in the call means to rejoice. Here it means to make rejoice or cause to rejoice. And you did not cause my enemies to rejoice li over me. All right. So notice that David now is referring back to some salvation, the salvation deliverance that Yahweh had given him. Verse 3, Yahweh Elohai, Shivatye Lecha, Batir Pa'ini. O Yahweh, my God, I cried to you. From Shava, again another PL, first common singular. I cried to you, Batir Pa'ini, and you healed me. Notice the root is Rapha, simple call, Ba, consecutive, imperfect, second masculine, singular. And again, this word is, you know, used a lot of times, of course, in context where we're talking about healing from a physical disease, but it's also used in a broader sense in texts like this to refer not only to physical healing, but also to more general situations of rescue and deliverance from danger. Okay? Verse 4. Yahweh he'alita min she'ol nafshi chiyitani mi yardi bor. O Yahweh, you lifted me. Common root Allah, hiphil, second masculine, singular, perfect. O Yah, Lord, you brought me up, or you lifted up, or yeah, brought up from she'ol nafshi, my soul, or my life, really, nefesh. Okay? Sheol, notice, is parallel to here the grave or the pit, and refers to probably physical death. Philip Johnson has an interesting study that suggests that it actually refers to what we might term hell. All right, I won't get into that discussion here, but I think that's a real possibility given the connotations of rescue that David's talking about here. So Yahweh, you brought my life up from Sheol. Chiyitani. Again, this is a PL from Chaya. All right. Notice how Chaya in the call means to be alive. It's stative. The PL makes it an active transitive. You preserve my life. All right. Mit Yardibor. Notice the kind of strange pointing here. This is a good way to practice your Kari Kativ readings, Bill, which we kind of introduced last time. Notice the consonants. Yud, Vav, Resh, Dalet. All right. So the consonants, if you read the consonants, this would be parsed as a participle. Call participle in construct. And you would translate, you preserved my life from your day. That's how you pronounce it, your day. From the those who go down to the pit. All right. But as they have it, the Koray, they want you to read it as if it is a call infinitive construct plus first common singular suffix, yardi. So you preserve my life from my going down to the pit. Alright, so that's the difference there. It's kind of like you get two for one with the Koray Kativs. Have fun with them. Alright? Verse 5. Zamru Adonai Chasidav Vehodu Azeker Kodesho. Zamru, again, a PL imperative. Make music or sing to the Lord, O Chasidiv, His pious ones, His godly ones. That's from Chasid. The more common word, of course, Chesed. This is the referring to the persons who are blessed with Chesed. Chasid, His pious ones, His godly ones. The Hodu from Yada. Again, this is a Hifil imperative, third person plural. And give thanks for Zeker Kodesho, for the memory. Notice this is from the root Zakar, to remember, and it's the noun Zeker, memory of or memorial of Kodesho, His holiness, for His holy remembrance. Alright? Verse 6. Ki rega be'apo chayim. Now, this is a really interesting line, by the way. Birtzono ba'erev yalin beki velaboker rina. Okay. Ki rega. For a moment, rega means moment, in apo. For a moment in his wrath, chayim, a lifetime, birtzono, in his favor. Notice how the psalmist juxtaposes those words very nicely. A moment in his wrath, a chayim, a lifetime in his favor. A very evocative line. Now the next line kind of builds on that. Ba'erev, in the evening, yalin is from the hollow root lean, and it's a call imperfect. It means to lodge or to spend the night. So in the evening, beki, weeping, lodges or spends the night. Beki, notice, is from the root baka, to weep. All right, and this is just a noun. So in the evening, weeping spends the night. Zelaboker, but in the morning, rina, a ringing cry. So notice, if I was going to preach on this text, this is one line I think would be a really key line, because notice the contrast. Moment wrath, lifetime in his favor. In the evening, weeping. In the morning, a rinna, a ringing cry. And it brings to mind, of course, the great act of deliverance of the Exodus, which happened in the morning. Psalm 46, God will deliver us, and that right early, which is the same word used in the Exodus account, in the morning. And of course, almost like a foreshadowing of the great act of deliverance that Yahweh gave His people in the morning of the resurrection. And I think that that's why this text is traditionally used during the Easter season, you see, because of the contrast that's made. It's really a beautiful, powerful line, contrasting darkness and light and deliverance and salvation and anger versus God's pleasure. And remember, it says something about the character of God here too, that towards His people, God is just eager to do His pleasure. It's a lifetime compared to the anger that they bear, and that Christ actually bore in His moment on the cross, only to rise from the dead as the first fruits of the resurrection. See, I mean, there's all kinds of places you can go there. Verse 7. Va'ani amarti b'shalvi ba'al emot le'olam. Now, as for me, I said, Beshavi, in my tranquility or in my prosperity. The word there is Shin, Lamed, Vav, and then you have the first common singular suffix, in my ease or in my tranquility or prosperity. Baal Emot, I will not be moved. This is a nifal from moot. I will not be moved la'olam forever. I will never be moved. Baal is a word that occurs, I think, exclusively in poetry. As a negation equal to low. All right. So, I said in my prosperity, I will never be moved. See? Okay, now notice this next line. This is great. Verse 8. Yahweh, birtzonika he'emadta laharrioz histarta paneka hayita nifhal. Okay. Yahweh, in your favor, in your pleasure, you caused to stand. Notice that that's a hiphil from amad. Alright? Hiphil from amad. Perfect second masculine singular. Don't let that hey at the end throw you off. That's just a convention of spelling that you see all over the place. Alright? Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. Oh, Yahweh, in your favor or in your pleasure, you made oz, and here I'm going to translate, you made strength, and it's really referring to David's strength, you made my strength stand leharari, as my mountain. Okay, that harari is, you, there's a lot of different suggestions for that word, but I'm translating it as if that the suffix is the first common singular suffix. Alright? Again, that whole word, that whole phrase gives us some translation difficulties. But it seems as if he's talking kind of metaphorically in regard to when it was Yahweh's pleasure, he prospered him in this, and he wants you to think in terms of raising a mountain, okay? I mean, it's again, very evocative. Histarta, you hid, again, a hiphil from satar, to hide. You hid paneka, your face, hayita, I was nifhal, I was terrified. This is a nifhal from bahal, which means to terrify. And so notice again the contrast between the two halves of the line. When he thought he couldn't be moved, you see, Yahweh kind of does what he wants with him. Alright? And now notice how verse 8 leads into verse 9. Eleke Yahweh Akra, to you, O Lord, I cry. And I'm translating this as a kind of a habitual action that David is referring to. Some translations will take these more as preterites and translate them as past. But that's possible too, because it can either be past, habitual, or present. But I'll just translate like this for now. To you, O Lord, I cry, Ve'el Adonai, and to my God, Et Chanan, I plead for mercy, I plead for favor. Notice that this is a hitpael from Chanan. Alright? Chanan in the call means to show favor, to show grace. And hitpael means to entreaty, to ask for grace. All right, to Adonai I plead for grace. Now notice how David engages in a little strategy of persuasion to Yahweh here. You see this typically. Psalm 6 is another example. Ma betza bedami beridti el shachat. What profit, betza? What profit is there, bedami, in my blood? Beridti, in my going down to the shachat, to the pit. That berid ti is from the root yarad. And Bill, remember we talked about these yesterday in our Hebrew readings class. The root is a first yud, so you get that. I'm picking on Bill. Sorry about that. So you get this segalatizing call infinitive construct. Redet would be the absolute form, and with the first common singular suffix. Remember the vowel under the resh goes back to the original vowel, and you get this. Rid ti. Yarad means to go down. So, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? I translated it temporally there. Okay. Ha yod ka afar. This is great. Ha yagid amiteka. Notice the interrogative hey before that, yod ka. Again, that's from the root yada, to thank or to praise. A hiphil imperfect, and the subject is afar. Will dust praise you? That's a great thing to say to God. Will dust praise you? Will it report your truth? Or will it declare your truth or announce your truth? Notice the rhetorical questions there. Really expressive ways of saying dust won't ever praise you, and true, and it can't declare your truth. Okay? Verse 11. Shema Yahweh v'chaneini. Hear, O Lord, and show me favor. Again, you have a call imperative, Shema, followed by another call imperative from Hanan. Hear, O Lord, and show me favor. O Lord, heh-yeh, ozer li. Again, the heh-yeh is another call imperative. O Lord, be an ozer. Be a helper to me. That's just a call participle with its substantive characteristics coming to the fore. Be a helper to me. Okay? Hafakta mispadi lemacholi pitachta saki. Again, another key line here. You turned from hafak, call perfect second masculine singular. You turned mispadi, my mourning. Notice that the root is safad, which means to lament. You add a mem to the root, and very often you get a noun. Mourning or lamentation. You turned my mourning into a machol, into a dancing. Again, chul means to ride. Usually, it's used in more negative context, but here you add a mem to it, it becomes dancing. Oswald's dancing may be writhing, but some of us may be better than that. You turned my mourning to dancing for me, a dative advantage. Wow, what an image. You turned my mourning to dancing. Patachta, you opened, again, this is a PL perfect from patach, you opened my sackcloth, sock. Namely, you ungirded it. You loosened my sackcloth, which is, of course, the garments for mourning. Va te'az reini, and you girded me. Notice the root is from azar, it's a PL. You girded me with simcha, with joy. What a great line. See, and notice how much it coincides with the resurrection, the death and resurrection of our Lord. And as Christians, we kind of, when we read the psalm, we can't help but think of that. That's our great deliverance. That's what God has done for us. And that's why when we sing this song, that's what's kind of foremost in our thoughts. Okay? Lama'an yezam reka kavod. Okay, here you'll see an unusual meaning for kavod. Notice you normally translate kavod as glory, referring to a characteristic of God or even the presence of God in the sanctuary. Here, it refers to David himself, his person. You see this a couple of other times. So that my glory, and a lot of translations will go, my whole being will make music to you. Yazam reka, okay? So that my whole being will sing to you or make music to you. Velo yadom, this is from damam, to be silent, to call imperfect, and it will not be silent, okay? Yahweh Elohai, O Yahweh my God, let olam odeka. Forever I will praise you. Again, that's the third time we've seen this word, Bill, so you should get it down in your vocab here. Yada, to praise. Another hiphil. I will praise you or I will thank you. All right? Again, there's just numerous ways to preach on a text like this, and it'd be a great text, especially the theme of death and resurrection in connection with the wrath of God being poured out on Christ for a moment, but the resurrection is for eternity. And that's what we have to look forward to because of our connection with Christ. So I think that got me through all 13 verses, and I did pretty good. Thank you.